GOP reps demand answers after CDC scrubs defensive gun use information from website. By A.W.R. Hawkins on December 20, 2022. Reps. Elise Stefanik, RNY, and August Pfleger, RTX, are demanding answers from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, after the agency caved to gun control advocates and removed defensive gun use, DGU, information from its website. Breitbart News reported on December 15 claims that the CDC had removed information from its website that showed up to 2.5 million DGUs annually. The CDC's actions came in response to emails allegedly sent by Gun Violence Archive Executive Director Mark Bryant. The Reload published one of the emails, in which Bryant allegedly complained that the CDC's publication of DGUs resulted in gun violence prevention policy grinding to a halt. He wanted the information removed immediately. Gun control advocates reportedly had difficulty reaching people at the CDC who had the power to get the information off the agency's website. Therefore, Senator Dick Durbin, DEL, and the White House allegedly stepped in to put the gun controllers in contact with the right people, after which the information on annual DGUs was removed. Rep. Stefanik responded to the CDC's decision. The CDC must immediately end their blatant politicization of the facts in pursuit of the far-left anti-gun agenda. The Biden administration is shamefully lying to the American people and hiding the facts of how law-abiding citizens use their constitutionally protected Second Amendment rights to keep our families and communities safe. The American people deserve the truth, not more partisan action from the CDC. I will continue to provide a critical check on Joe Biden and hold Democrats accountable for attacking the constitutional rights of Americans. Moreover, Stefanik and Pfleger sent a letter to the CDC, dated December 19, demanding answers. Pfleger noted, public trust in the CDC is already at an all-time low. Now we find out the supposed nonpartisan agency is removing information that gun control activists don't like. He added, the CDC's own study showed that Americans have relied on their own guns for self-defense upwards of 2.5 million times in a year. Congress needs to act and put guardrails in place to protect from this behavior. Our letter stands up for law-abiding gun owners in the United States and against political censorship. Americans have had enough. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. A.W.R. Hawkins holds a Ph.D. in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.